And with us right now is Rebecca Labina of the Northwest Missouri State University Small Business Development Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Barry.
It's good to have you here. Rebecca is into professional counseling, professional continuing education, I should say, and she's the director or Missouri SBDC director.
Mm-hmm.
And you're based at, you're actually, you're sponsoring agency is Northwest Missouri State University.
That's right.
And you're working through them.
That's right.
And with them. And but your office is here in St. Joseph.
Yep, it is right inside the St. Joseph Chamber of Commerce, and which is a great spot for me because SBDC stands for Small Business Development Center, and what better place to be situated, right?
Yeah, just perfect. So we're here to talk this morning. One of the topic you wanted to get into was leaving the new year, exiting the new year with a business exit plan. This makes, it's kind of an interesting way to think about this.
Yeah.
But so let's talk about it.
Okay. So, yeah, exiting the new year with a business exit plan. So what does that mean, right? It's one of those headlines you click on it, like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
So an exit plan is just a strategic plan that you have about leaving your business. So whether that is selling it, closing it down and liquidating everything, passing it on to a new generation, you know, your children or what have you, giving it to your employees. There's all kinds of different strategies out there. But basically, an exit plan is just having a plan in place that shows what you want to happen with your business in the future. You know, at some point, you won't own your business anymore. I mean, due to, because, you know, hopefully it's because this is the plan, right? like I've gotten to X age and I want to retire and get out of it now and, you know, move on or what have you. Or, you know, all kinds of things can arise. But there needs to be some type of plan in place so that you're not caught off guard and so that you get the biggest bang for your buck.
Well, you've kind of talked a little bit about the why. Who needs, does every business need an exit plan?
Yes. Every single business needs an exit plan. If you have a business, you need one. That is just my advice. So even if you're a single person, sole proprietor with no employees, you still need an exit plan. What is the plan to grow? At what point do you get out of the business or sell it or what have you? So everyone should have that goal. So think of it as just another goal that you have. And then how does exiting your business affect all kinds of other things like estate planning, taxes? You know, are you going to get taxed on it? How much? And how much do you need to make off of it in order to meet your goals, whatever those goals may be?
Okay, so I can see why, some of the why mm-hmm. of this. And also kind of thinking about, well, a person might be thinking, a man or woman owning a business might be thinking, well, you know, I'm not planning to retire from this for the next 20 years or what have
sure.
you. Well, I think maybe there are two things to think about there. One might be, well, sometimes things don't go according to plan. But the other thing
yes.
might be, even if you were in there for another 20 or 30 years, you don't have to necessarily have every detail worked out now because things change over time. But if you had an overall sort of overarching, is that kind of the idea, framework, and then fill it in as time goes by?
Yes, absolutely. That's a great way to look at it. It's just the overarching goal is X, right? This is how I plan to exit my business in the future. This is when I think that may occur. And then once you know what that is, you can take steps, strategic steps, to get to that point, right? If you don't have a goal, how do you know you got there, right? So so this is the whole point, is to have the exit plan in place. And if you're, it's important to note, too, I mean, you mentioned, like, say it's 20 years down the road, right? Those are, you know, the best laid plans. Exactly. And then life happens, right? And so there's all kinds of things that can happen in between. And so those plans may change. But if you've at least got an exit plan in place, then you can make adjustments to that plan as needed as life comes along.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes sayings are really dangerous because you can get relying on it totally, and maybe you shouldn't. But a saying that I've heard so often, everybody's probably heard this, and that is, plan your work and work your plan.
Yes.
Good advice or bad advice?
Absolutely good advice. And it's the second part of that, the work your plan, that usually where people find failings. Because that's hard to do. It's hard to hold yourself accountable. And no matter what goal you have, sometimes, a lot of times, especially in small businesses, the owners get caught up in the day-to-day operations and kind of don't have or don't make time to have that strategic look and make those strategic steps. And so that's what having that exit plan in place can do, is just help you to grow strategically to the point to where your business is ready for you to exit.
Are there different ways to do this? Are there to exit a business? Are there different strategies for doing that?
Oh, yeah. All kinds of ways. So most people think of selling the business, right? That's the most common thing that comes to the people's mind is, okay, I'm ready to sell my business. So how do I do that? Yeah. You know, and how much is it worth? And a lot of smaller business owners just want to kind of throw out a number. Well, I've heard 3 to 4 times, you know, or whatever multiple of my sales. And so that's what I want for it. And it's like, well, your business may be worth that. It may be worth more than that, or it might be worth less than that. So there's all kinds of steps that go into putting together a great exit plan. One of them being getting a good, solid business valuation. But that aside, there's all kinds of ways of selling your business too, and so, or exiting it, I should say. So everything from selling to employees. So there's the employee plans where all of, like Hy-Vee, right, is a grocery store, locally owned and operated, employee owned. So the employees each have a little bit of stock in the business, and so they actually are all owners of the business. And so that is one way that a business could potentially, that a business owner could exit, is to sell to his employees and create one of those ESOPs, ESOPs. Another way is they could sell to an existing partner or manager. They could sell out their share. You know, the exit plan may be to grow to the point of an IPO, an initial public offering, where they're actually going onto the stock market, right? Mm-hmm. That's the big goal for like a lot of entrepreneurs who are first getting started. And if it's a tech company or something, it makes sense that could be the exit plan. Another exit plan could be that you grow to the point to where another large competitor or serious competitor, direct competitor would be another way to say that, is interested in buying you so that you're no longer their competitor, right? So that's another exit strategy. Sometimes things need to happen quicker than that, and so a potential exit strategy can also be just to liquidate. And so, you know, for liquidation, I would say there are a few reasons that you would do that. Usually it's a timeline issue, like I just need to sell my assets and be done with this, or you're burnt out, there's a headache, whatever the case may be. As long as you have some assets, you can do that and just sell the assets and be done with what the business was. I don't necessarily advise that. Because you're leaving money on the table, most likely. And the important thing to note, too, is there are people out there who will help you with selling your business. There are M&A attorneys. M&A is mergers and acquisitions attorneys that can help you with the purchase agreement and things. Your accountant can help you with, you know, making sure that your financials are in order. There's people like me who can help you with making sure that you're planning and getting all of the right resources in place and all of the right advisors in place so that you're getting the biggest bang for your buck. And then, lost my train of thought on where I was going with that, but that's okay.
Well, but these were all good points in there, and you raised the point about getting some professional advice for the mm-hmm. exit, putting your exit strategy together and mm-hmm. and for working out the details. And I was thinking about also something else that you'd mentioned a little bit earlier, and that was having a really good idea about the value of your business.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, are there places you can go? Are there organizations you can go to get a fair market valuation of your business?
Absolutely. There are a few CPAs out there who can give you like a general valuation of your business. I can give you a ballpark valuation of your business. But if you want a serious, 100% certified business valuation, which is always good to have, yes, there are people out there who that is what they specialize in. They're certified in doing so. Some of them are even approved, with the SBA in order to do an SBA valuation that's accepted, I should say, by the SBA. And so, yes, there are professionals out there, and someone on your side is what you really want. And so a business broker, that's where my line of thinking was going earlier, and then I lost it. A business broker is someone that, can help you with selling your business, with getting it prepared to do that. And, writing up a business memo that shows what the value of your business is, and make sure that all of those I's are dotted and T's are crossed for you.
Mm-hmm. So as we look ahead to this idea of an exit strategy and implementing it, is it important to have a timeline?
It is. Ideally, 3 to 5 years before you want to exit your business is when you really want to get that tax advice in place, get an attorney, talk about, estate planning if that's necessary. Those are when you want to bring in those resources and make sure that the exit that you have planned is going to be executable and turn out the way that you want it to be. And in the meantime, just make sure that you have a plan in place so that you can work strategically toward that end goal.
Okay, so a timeline like this can help you maybe kind of check off, make sure that, okay, by the time I get to this point,
mm-hmm.
I should be doing this.
Yes, absolutely. And that 3 to 5 years before you really want to be out of your business is critical, because the last 3 years is what the last 3 years tax returns is what's going to be looked at for valuing your business. So you want to make sure that all of that is maximized. You want to maximize your profits, maximize your balance sheet, things like that, so that everything looks good to a potential buyer.
Now, when you say that, and I know you don't mean what I'm about to ask you, it sounds as if you could kind of fudge a little bit or whatever to make things look, to put lipstick on. I mean, to just kind of make the package look more attractive than it really deserves to look. That's not what you're talking about. There are just different tax strategies, different accounting strategies that are totally legitimate that you could think about.
Yeah, and any time, yes, absolutely. There are strategies that you can utilize. And you're right, you can put lipstick on something, absolutely, and make it look good. But anyone selling their business and anyone purchasing it is going to want what they call a quality of earnings statement, which shows, which kind of takes away all the lipstick and shows what actual regular earnings look like inside your business, and not one-off earnings that are you won't see again or that might make your P&L or your balance sheet look great or your cash flow look great, but it's a one-time thing, and so it has to be removed from the quality of earnings statement. You want a qualified CPA or some other individual to put that together for you as the purchaser, so that you know exactly what you're really getting, and that numbers have not been inflated, like just raising the price of something for the last year to make your sales look like you have more sales, but you really don't. Mm-hmm. A quality of earnings statement would flush that out. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's something that you can that you have to have as a purchaser, and that you need to know about as a seller, that you can't really fudge that.
Yeah, because you can always look under the hood.
That's right.
And see what's under there.
That's right. And clean off all the cobwebs and the dust, yeah, and then exactly. See what's really, truly there.
Yeah. We're looking ahead to the end of your business and planning for that so that it doesn't just come about one day like, oops, it's here. It's important to have a plan and to have a plan to exit the business in a way that works for you and works for your employees and works for maybe your heirs. Just a whole lot of ways to look at it. We were talking really about the timeline part of all of this. Is there anything else about the timeline that we need to keep in mind?
No, just that 3 to 5 years before you think you're ready to exit, you need to make sure that you have all of your ducks in a row and have all those advisors around that we talked about. We also talked right before the break about like maximizing profits. And you had mentioned a few things, you know, like to make sure that you show, like, you know, you fluff it up a little bit on your profits. And we talked about how, you know, that that doesn't really work, but you can, but what you do want to do is look at, you know, in the past, what a lot of small businesses have done before they're ready to exit is they will take full advantage of all of the tax breaks that they can, and rightfully so. But knowing that you're getting near that window of, hey, people are going to be looking closely at my business and what the profits are, I need to, you know, maximize profits legitimately without, you know, killing myself on taxes too, of course. So maybe you don't take as much in the tax breaks that you could, so that you are showing a larger profit. Because a legitimate larger profit does mean a larger selling price for your business. And so that's the goal, right? To get as much as you can for your business so that you can utilize that in the next phase of your life, whatever that phase may be, buying another business or, you know, retiring or a college fund for your kids, whatever the goal is of selling and exiting your business, you just want to make sure that you're reaching that goal. And one of the ways to get the most money for your business is to make sure that you're talking with tax advisors and your financial advisors so that you are maximizing your profits legitimately on your financial statements and on your tax returns. And it will most likely mean that you're paying a little bit more in taxes, but you know, that's why you talk with your tax advisors and your financial advisors. There may be a way to offset that on the backside for you personally while still maximizing your profits on the business side.
Mm-hmm. And so again, we've mentioned this before, but that professional advice, it's really, in the end, it's kind of priceless.
It really is priceless. And there are many people that I've worked with who surround themselves with those individuals. And so, you know, things go off essentially without a hitch. You know, there's no backlash after the sale of their business or after they exited in one way, shape, or another. Then there are those who don't heed that advice and really try to be frugal and do it all themselves. Mm-hmm. And while that is doable, it is not advisable. It's just like purchasing a home or even selling your home. You know, there's a reason we have realtors out there. They do help you. Yes, they get paid for it, but they really do serve a purpose to help protect your interest. I mean, they're there as your representative. And so your financial advisor, your tax accountant, your, you know, attorney, your business broker, those people that are in your lives helping you with exiting your plan, they are going to make sure that everything works out the way that you want it to, and that hopefully no stone gets left unturned and then bites you later.
Okay, so that would be your, in a way, you're talking about some of the people you want to have involved in the exit strategy.
Yes.
And so, and it's important to think about those people, because in the end, they can really make a difference for you, positive difference.
Absolutely. It's like a symphony. You know, you have to have all of the different instruments in place in order to make the music sound wonderful.
Oh, that is speaking to my heart.
I know.
What are some of the other considerations that we should keep in mind, maybe in the miscellaneous category or whatever? But I think there's nothing miscellaneous about this. It's all pretty, it's pretty important. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it's cut and dried, but I think a lot of people forget about it.
They do. Honestly, all I really want to say to that, Barry, is that as you're exiting this year and you have a business, if you don't have an exit plan, you need to go ahead and start thinking about what that is. Whether you've been in business for a year or 30 years, what is your exit plan? How do you plan, if you've been in business only a year, how do you plan to grow the business and when do you plan to exit? If you've been in business for a long time, it might be coming closer, you know, sooner than later. What is your exit plan? Have you talked about it with anyone? And definitely take the time to do so. Mm-hmm. And if we have time to talk about it, I got a couple of trainings coming up.
Ah, well, that's handy. Well, let's tell us about those trainings.
Okay. So, and you let me know when we're running close on time. January 5th, there's a webinar coming up that we're doing. The Missouri SBDC is doing it in conjunction with the Chamber of Commerce. And so it's on MoBucks, so Missouri Bucks, which is actually a finance program through the state that used to be called Linked Deposit, if anyone's heard of that in the past. But we know what interest rates are right now, right, with financing. They're much, much higher than they've been in decades. And so, sadly. So if you are needing financing, this is something to definitely look into and listen in. It's a free webinar at noon on Friday. So eat your lunch while you're listening in. But they're going to talk about how you can get, you know, 2 to 3%. So if the percent is like 9% interest rate, you could potentially get a 6 or 7% interest rate utilizing this program. So it's a much lower interest rate than the standard interest rates are out there right now by going through this program. And anyone can go through this program and then take it to their bank.
Okay, so that's it's a big deal, a potentially big deal.
It is a big deal. And we have a good 25 people already registered. And I'm hoping for more, of course, in the next week or so before it occurs, because we really want to get the word out about this program, because they're re-initiating it January 1. They're refunding it. They ran out of money previous years, but now they're refunding it. And there's no limits on how much you can get, so it could be 3 projects and done, or, you know, it could be 300 or 3,000 projects. So it just depends on when the funds run out. So the sooner you learn about it, if you are in need of funds in anytime soon, then this would be a great program to listen into.
Can they register through your office?
They can register through my office, or they can register. They can register through. I'm trying to think of which one I picked for this to register. They can register through my office. So they can either call my office and register, or they can go. Where do they go? They should call me at 364-4105, and I'll get them registered. Yeah.
Right. We have about 20 seconds left. I'm not sure that there's enough.
Sure.
Is there enough time for you to?
There's a Corporate Transparency Act webinar on January 12th at noon. Also, it's free. You can register through my office.
Brilliant. We could hire you for this because you could meet the time. That's very good.
Yeah.
So overall, I mean, exiting the new year, and we're exiting the new year with a business exit plan. It's a clever title, but it's really important. Have that plan.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Rebecca, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Barry. Always good to be here.
Happy New Year to you.
Same to you.